Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week, we're discussing the Marfa lights. Ghost lights, weird lights, mystery lights, Kennedy lights. There are all sorts of terms for the strange lights that appear and dissolve just outside the city of Marfa. And no, you're not hallucinating them. Yes, they are real. Listen, some folks get the northern lights, Marfa gets the Marfa lights. The Marfa lights have been well documented, and there's even a Marfa lights viewing center. They're described as yellowish-white lights that glow, fade, disappear, and then reappear in different places. Sometimes they appear close together, and sometimes they seem like they're miles apart. No one can really get a feel just on how big these lights actually are. James Dean was even said to have been so obsessed with them that when he was filming Giant, he would keep a telescope close by so when he was done filming, he could check them out. In 1883, a young cowhand named Robert Reed Ellison was driving cattle through the Paisano Pass when he saw strange flickering lights. Now, at first he thought they were a campfire from the Apache Indians close by, and he decided to keep his distance. But then later he heard other settlers say that they saw the lights, so he went to check out the area where he'd seen them. There were no ashes or any evidence of a campsite. He reported the sighting, and a few years later in 1885, Joe and Sally Humphreys also spotted the lights and reported their bizarre sighting as well. For years, cowboys kept seeing the lights, and in the summer of 1919, a group of the cowboys actually went to go find out what the heck was causing these lights. They found nothing. The lights became a real concern for safety during World War I and II. Some feared that the lights were intended to be guides for an invasion, and in World War II, pilots training at Midland Army Airfield nearby ended up flying over to look for the source of the lights and found nothing either. There are some who believe that the lights have a more magical quality to them, especially if you're from the UK and you've heard of things like Will-o'-the-Wisp and all that. There was a woman named Mrs. W.T. Giddings, and she was reported that saying the lights guided her father to the safety of a cave during a blizzard. Some say that the lights seem to be really curious about the observers and float close by like they're looking at them. Over the years, multiple explanations have popped up. Some believe that they're ghosts of conquistadors looking for gold. Others think they might be proof of alien phenomena or even the Fae. The more scientifically inclined offer explanations like electrostatic discharge, swamp gas, moonlight on veins of mica, or atmospheric conditions, kind of like that weird mirage effect that you see during hot days. The mystery has led to two different scientific studies. One was done by the Society of Physics from the University of Dallas in 2004. Texas State University did a review as well. Both advised that they believe the Marfa lights are caused by headlights on Highway 67. They use lasers, a traffic volume monitoring box, a chase car, and even high-speed video. However, none of that explains how lights were seen in 1883 and 1885. Some think that Ellison's sighting may have just been a cowboy tale. According to a family member, it was likely that Ellison's grandson is the one who wrote it down. Evidently, his grandfather liked to tell the tale of an Apache chief named Azlate, and his whole story was that this was Azlate's ghost, and he was a chief who was killed by Mexicans in the area. Still, the whole family has seen those lights as well. The area has become so popular that the Texas Department of Transportation created a roadside parking area off US Highway 90 so people can pull off to watch safely. Now there's even picnic tables, so feel free to bring a snack while you wait to see the lights. Thank you so much to Abel for making the suggestion for this episode this week. I really appreciate it. It's really cool to get messages from folks saying, hey, I like the show. What about this? You guys are awesome. The second book is out, Texas Slang for Crazy 2, now even crazier. So if you are wanting to read it on Kindle, it's there. If you want to read it in print, it's also available. And if you have that weird, like, Kindle Unlimited, you can read it for free. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.